This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chugu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi condoled the deaths in a road accident in Anjao district in Arunachal Pradesh. He announced Rs. 2 lakh excretia for the next of kin each deceased and Rs. 50,000 for the injured, expressing that his thoughts are with the bereaved families. The accident occurred on 8th of December when a truck carrying 22 labourers from Assam skidded off the Hayuliang Chaglagam Road and fell nearly 200 metres into a gorge. Most victims were from Tinsukia district in Assam. The incident came to light 2 days later via the lone survivor. Rescue operations are underway with the Indian Army and the NDRF and civil teams actively retrieving bodies. So far, reportedly 17 bodies have been recovered and 4 labourers remain missing. The Assam government has announced 5 lakh excretia for the next of kin of each deceased worker. Assam Commerce and Industries Minister Bimal Bora is overseeing rescue and relief operations to retrieve bodies of workers from Lakhimpur. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main yesterday inspected the botanical garden at Tengapani. He called it a project that reflects the state government's commitment to preserve the rich biodiversity of Arunachal Pradesh and that the garden is being developed to protect and showcase the unique flora and natural ecosystems of the region, while also creating a meaningful space for ecological education and nature tourism. Mr. Main further said that he is looking forward to opening the space to the public soon so that people can experience and celebrate the natural heritage of the state. In the Parak Rashtriya Sarvekshan 2024, Arunachal Pradesh has advanced to 17th rank out of 36, showing strong progress in learning outcomes. Students of class 6 and 9 surpassed national averages in language proficiency. Parak, under the aegis of Ministry of Education, conducted the Parak Rashtriya Sarvekshan throughout the country on December 4, 2024, with the aim of assessing the learning abilities of students in classes 3, 6 and 9 and the effectiveness of the school education system. A preparatory meeting for the nationwide campaign Prashasan Gao Ki Or 2025 to be observed during the Good Governance Week from December 19 to December 25 was convened today by Oli Permer, Deputy Commissioner, Lower Subansiri District, at the District Secretariat in Jiro. Chairing the meeting, the Deputy Commissioner highlighted the aims and objectives of the campaign, reiterating the government's commitment to responsive, transparent and citizen-friendly governance. She informed that the district administration will organize special camps across the district to resolve public grievances and ensure improved service delivery at the grassroots level. Vote casting through the election duty certificate was conducted today for the government employees of Papumpare district who are in for election duties for the approaching Panchayati Raj election 2025. Voting took place at multiple designated EDC centres, including the District Library Office in Upia, the Indoor Stadium in Sagali and the Additional Deputy Commissioner Offices in Balijan and in Kimin. The 96th birth anniversary of late Dr. Dying Ering, the architect of Modern Arunachal Pradesh, was organized yesterday at Pasighat at Dying Ering Statue Square near Siang Guest House in Isiang. Pasighat MLA Tapi Darang, chief guest of the occasion, said Dr. Ering's legacy as a crusader of the Panchayati Raj system and a key architect of modern Arunachal Pradesh continues to inspire generations. Further adding that his contributions have shaped the state in many ways. To ensure free and competent legal support for defence personnel, ex-servicemen and their families, the Arunachal Pradesh State Legal Services Authority set up a legal aid clinic in Itanagar under the 2025 Veer Parivar Sahayata Yojana. The clinic will assist with property disputes, welfare scheme entitlements, matrimonial matters, pension-related queries and other legal issues, providing timely guidance and support. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.